Away with the Fairies, written by Kerry Greenwood and read by Stephanie Daniel. The landlady greeted Phryne at the wrought iron gate in a rough-cast wall which would have kept out an invading army. She held out a distracted hand which had a small pink feathered bundle in it, then almost dropped the dead bird in an attempt to transfer it to her other hand so that she could take Phryne's. "The Honourable Miss Fisher, this is Mrs. Needham," said Jack Robinson. "I'll take that, Mrs. Needham. Miss Lavender's bird, was it?"
"Yeah, poor little thing. As soon as his mistress went away, he must have piped a little song and then he died. He was on the floor with her. Well, they know, don't they?" said Mrs. Needham, fixing Phryne with the meaningful look of the true believer. "Animals always know, don't they?"
"Indeed," murmured Phryne. Something was snuffling at her heel. Looking at Mrs. Needham, Phryne was prepared to bet that it would be a small, spoiled, insanitary and probably neurotic dog, possibly a Pekingese. She was also prepared to discourage it privily if it showed signs of scrabbling at her silk stockings. Mrs. Needham wore a severe shade of mauve, the colour of Victorian half-mourning. She was about 60. Her hair had not been shorn in the modern fashion, but was secured in a bun which was showing signs of fraying at the edges. Her hands were cold and her nose red, signs of emotion or a defective liver, or possibly hay fever as her cardigan pockets were bulging with handkerchiefs. She led the way through a small reception room redolent of beeswax furniture polish and into a corridor which opened into a square garden. The old house had been divided into apartments quite recently. There were still traces of the builder's occupation, a few drops of paint on the path, a lost stencil lurking in the agapanthus, and a faint but pursuing scent of wet stonework, or was that emanating from the cellar? It had been a big, solid Victorian house, with room for a family of 11 children and 20 servants. Impossible to keep up in these parlous times, when servants would rather work in the pickle factory, and most women of high social class knew how to avoid having 11 offspring, or any at all.
"I inherited the big house when the old mistress died," said Mrs. Needham. "I was with her at the end."
She closed her eyes in the conventional gesture of pious devotion.
"Terribly old she was. No children of her own, and all the grandnephews were killed in the Great War, and her only nephew too. Captain he was. So she left it to me," said Mrs. Needham, with an undercurrent of smugness.
Probably against spirited opposition from the rest of the family, Phryne guessed, who hadn't bothered to visit their aged relative while she was alive, but became remarkably gerontophilic when she was dead.